It's showtime!
Get up! I want everybody up! Get out of your seats and get on your feet! Welcome to Where Rock Meets Roll, Heavy Beats Metal, and Out Meet Law. Ladies and gentlemen, let them hear you!
Welcome everyone to another episode of the Midwest Auto Sports Podcast. My name is Lauren B. Contact Kelly. And we got in the studio today,
Will Garrett,
Trevor.
Yes. Trevor Frank is with us here in the studio.
Yeah. The worst 21 car.
He's here with us in the studio today. We're gonna have a full on interview with Trevor here in a little bit. But this is the Sage. Well, the Wisconsin. This is the Midwest Auto Sports Podcast presented by Sage Fruit. Sage Fruit is a high quality grower, packer, and shipper of Washington State apples, pears, and cherries. We work hard on the farm, in the packing houses, and in sales to deliver an exceptional eating experience to our customers. For the past 17 years, Sage Fruit has been a proud sponsor of Sprint Cars and Sprint Car Racing. We value our relationship with Sprint Car fans and appreciate your continued support of Sage Fruit. Ask for Sage Fruit at your local grocer. Sage Fruit, an exceptional eating experience. And we're actually just finalizing something else with Sage Fruit, which is going to be really exciting here.
Can we leak it?
Not yet. We can talk about it. We're going to talk about it next week.
So I can't talk about...
We'll talk about that later, but it's gonna be really awesome. It's something that we did earlier this year, and it's gonna be bigger and better than ever. So it'll be awesome. I'm really, really excited about it. So Will, you wanna do your thing and just kind of run down what we got going on?
Absolutely. I could take over the mouse here.
Yeah, you guys gotta disinfect that first.
Yeah, right.
we
have more than three people. Well, three people.
Yeah, I can't wait for the cops to come in here and just arrest us.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. Anyway, we're going to talk about some asphalt racing news, some dirt news, five items in the rumor mill, and then we're going to talk some feature winners, everything from F1 to your local B-Mod results.
This is touchscreen.
I didn't race.
It's not touchscreen. Yes, it is. Then we're going to have some upcoming races, and then we're going to interview Trevor Frank for the second time this year.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know, some guy.
So it was touchscreen until somebody dropped it. I gotta figure out what happened there. Well, I might need a new laptop. So we're gonna get going here with our news presented by Quality Freight Rate. If I can find it. I lose this ad every week. There it is.
They say also Ferrari sucks.
We've got that in there.
They
too.
Do.
The auto racing family is like no other fan base on the planet. Loyal, hardworking, blue collar, and kind people all gathering for a common purpose day in and day out at local racetracks around the world. And that's what you'll find at QualityFreightRate.com. Shipping all over North America, Quality Freight Rate works with thousands of companies and has over 27 years of shipping experience, and we do it all for less. Use code TEAMMAS for 10% off your first shipping quote at QualityFreightRate.com. Once again, use code TEAMMAS for 10% off your first shipping quote at QualityFreightRate.com. And we're going to kick off the news, as always, with the old F1, as it happened this last week. And it's nice to have three, actually, like...
Fans
of F1 in the studio. So, sorry if you're not a fan, but we're going to talk about this for
because
a little bit.
Because, yes, that says so. Ferrari sucks. And they have 4 weeks.
Yeah. Ferrari, they had their 1,000th Grand Prix celebration at Mugello. It's basically the second Italian Grand Prix in a row, but they call it the Tuscan Grand Prix. For whatever reason, because they can't have
two Italian
Grand Prix. It's going to be whatever. They did a whole like special livery for it and everything, and it was just this big deal. And they finished 7th and 10th, which is if you've heard of Ferrari in the past like 20 years, that's not good.
At one point in the race, I think I saw that Ferrari was the worst Ferrari-powered cars on the track.
They were the worst Ferrari-powered cars. The only Ferrari-powered car that finished behind them, besides cars that crashed out, was Roman Grosjean, and he had basically no floor on his car.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Like, he couldn't even catch up to George Russell and the Williams. However, George Russell at the end was fighting with Sebastian Vettel for 10th. So, this is, we've got, what is
it? Chase McDermott.
Yeah! Yeah.
Chubby Chase. You're a big fan of Chase, and Chase just admitted that he's a big fan of us.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Chase.
Can we just talk about that for a second? Plymouth rained out, and I was so impressed because I wanted Chase McDermott to sign my spoiler.
Yeah.
And he just, I didn't get to see him.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah. Sorry. But thank you for tuning in, Chase. Well, hopefully, we'll give you all of your podcast needs. I don't know what I'm talking
about. I'm going to hit you.
That's kind of the first little bit of F1, but some of the F1 silly season is going on right now. And silly season happens in every form of racing, but in F1 it's a little bit more exaggerated. But longtime driver at what was Force India and is now Racing Point.
And will be Aston Martin.
Correct. Next year. Right? Next year?
Next year.
Sergio Perez has been told that he is leaving Racing Point at the end of the year. And that's an interesting way that it was phrased.
Yeah.
He's been told that he's leaving
the
team.
They pretty much just made him take the L.
I don't think it was his choice at all.
No. And it sucks because he's a good driver. But if you look at the results this year, for all the crap that Lance Stroll, his teammate, gets, Lance has had the better results. For those of you who don't know, Lance Stroll's dad, Lawrence Stroll, owns Racing Point, the team that he drives for. So everybody's kind of like, okay, well,
Mommy
Lance
Daddy is funded. It even goes into F1.
Yeah, but it's like that. People were always like, oh, Lance is just a shoo-in because it's his dad. But I think it's more to it than that. Because
well, he also missed two races due to having COVID-19.
But even without that, he's performed better. He has a podium. Sergio doesn't.
Fair.
He's qualifying. I like Sergio too. But I think he's going to end up at a decent team next year. However, speaking of Racing Point and what will be Aston Martin next year, Sebastian Vettel has confirmed that he will be going to Aston Martin next year.
Do you guys watch Crazy Inky F1?
Yeah.
So he did a thing on Sebastian Vettel losing the championship in 2017. And then that was why he, like, kind of just why his downfall with Ferrari has been so bad.
Yeah.
And I actually watched all, like, 50 minutes of that documentary. My attention span is garbage, but I watched all of that.
It's good.
And, you learn a lot
from
that. Because you don't think little things that, like, pile up through a season make a driver, like, move teams.
But
it's just little dinky stuff.
Well, and especially, I mean, you see, Sebastian's a great, I mean, Vettel's amazing. He's a four-time champion. But, you know, you see him in Ferrari, and he's obviously never been at the caliber that he was at Red Bull. And not as a driver, as a member of that team. And I think there's something when you race for Ferrari, you are expected to win. You're expected to win championships right off the bat. And when you don't, I feel like there's just that much more animosity created. But then they don't give you anything in return. But then you don't have the things that you need to win races.
I think a lot of that has to do with Ferrari relies a lot on pedigree.
Yeah.
And maybe don't give the equipment that, say, Mercedes or Red Bull gives their drivers. Mm-hmm. And they're expected to compete with those guys no matter what. And they get frustrated if you don't. It probably creates a lot of tension.
Ferrari is one of those teams where it's like, if you don't perform, like, bye.
Yeah, no, for sure. It is.
If you don't, you get a couple of years to perform, and if you don't, you just don't, and then that's it.
Well, I call it the Kimi Räikkönen effect. Mm-hmm. You win a championship for that team, and then 5 years later, you're gone. Because they have somebody new and better than you who's going to replace you. And, you know, it's just the way, that's the way racing is everywhere, though. You've seen that in sprint car racing this year with Ian Madsen getting taken out from KCP Racing.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Well, I knew he was bringing that up.
It's always something with he has to say Ian Madsen's name on every podcast.
But you know what I mean, though? He got kicked out because he wasn't performing. So, I mean, he wasn't performing to their standards, which I think is kind of the Ferrari thing.
Which I feel like Ferrari standards get higher every year and their cars get worse every year.
Especially with old Charles Leclerc. in the other car now.
Yeah.
Because he's been outperforming that car's potential this year so much.
He is Ferrari's golden boy.
It's like Max Verstappen. Max Verstappen is Red Bull's. If we don't have Max Verstappen, we're the next Haas.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex Albon got a... Was he on pole? Or he, no, not on pole. Podium. Yeah, he was a podium.
Yes. We'll talk about that later, too. Another thing in F1, this was interesting to me. And whatever your opinions are on Lewis Hamilton actually wearing this shirt, I really don't care. But Lewis Hamilton is under investigation by the FIA for wearing a shirt that said, "Arrest cops that killed Breonna Taylor's shirt." And now, I don't really care about the shirt or whatever. I think it's, for one, it's freedom of speech. I really don't really care. I mean, I know it's F1, so they have rules against it. But F1 has been pushing the end racism and, like, just shoving it down everybody's throat. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't care.
It's on every onboard camera. It's on the back of every wheel.
End racism and everything. Which is actually, I think it's cool, but... For them to now go after Lewis Hamilton for wearing that shirt,
it's
makes
kind of hypocritical.
It's completely hypocritical.
Did he wear it on the podium?
No, he wore it before. No, he was the race.
That's right. Yeah,
because he had a suit halfway down, and then he had the shirt underneath it.
Okay, just enough where you could see the shirt.
Yeah, and it was just.
I remember seeing the shirt, but I couldn't remember what.
And I didn't even really think anything of it because everybody's been wearing, like in the NBA, everybody's been wearing the shirt.
They've had everything. Like, yeah.
F1 and the whole We Race is One thing, which I think is really cool. I honestly really like that, but why are you going after him for doing that? Like, when you're the ones pushing it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, either take one side, because they're trying to play, to me here, they're trying to play both sides.
They're trying to, honestly, play like devil's advocate. Where they're like, this is okay until it's not.
Right. Yeah. Until you can do that, but you can only do it this much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But that's kind of always the way the FIA has been. But move on from that. Again, Ferrari's 1,000th Grand Prix. Finished 10th, 7th, and 10th.
Oh, I forgot to point out that Vettel announced going to Aston Martin at Ferrari's 1,000th Grand Prix.
Hold this for me, Ferrari.
He literally overshadowed Ferrari's 1,000th Grand Prix by announcing he's moving to another
team.
That's
BM. That's rude.
That's awesome.
And,
it's awesome.
Anyway, I think you were going that only 12 cars finished, but you hinted at earlier.
Yep.
And yeah,
that wraps it up for F1. It's just
had one more bit of news in here. LP.
Oh yeah.
They announced they're gonna be the Renault team for.
Isn't it Alpine?
No, Alpine.
It
doesn't seem right, but it's fresh. Anyway, they're not only gonna be a Formula One team next year, but they're gonna have a WEC LMP1,
which means and. Peugeot is going with them, I think, is the engine manufacturer. Right?
No, Peugeot is going to be another car in LMP1 in 2020.
So Alpine and Peugeot are going
to two separate power plants.
To WC.
Their own stuff.
They have to.
Oh, that's
It's cool. Well, that's the whole thing with the P1 thing is you have to be your own engine manufacturer. You can't outsource it, and that's why there's only like three teams because it's so unbelievably expensive.
There's only one team, and also 24 hours of Le Mans is this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we? Do you want to do it on iRacing?
No.
Should we? Hell yeah, dude! Let's do it.
I didn't know that was this weekend. Well, we'll add that into the upcoming races a little later on. But yeah, and then we're going to go down to some more asphalt stuff. We got some IndyCar things. Honda dominated the IndyCar in Mid-Ohio weekend, save for Will Power and Joseph Newgarden, finished 1-2 in race 1. But beyond that, they hit every other spot in the top 5. So 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th in race 2, and then 3rd, 4th, and 5th in race 1. Honda is just... Both, I think in F1 as well, and in IndyCar, they've really stepped it up in terms of their engine manufacturing.
Nothing beats good old Chevys.
I don't know, man. I mean, especially in F1, I mean, because Verstappen's won a race this year. Gasly freaking won a race this year.
Pierre Gasly winning a Formula One Grand Prix is like me winning a feature.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Who would have thought?
No, because you came really close another time, but like
yeah, but I suck.
Although Gasly came second once too, so it's insane. But yeah, so I like Honda, so I think it's cool. I like seeing them do good after so many bad years with McLaren and stuff like that, and getting crapped all over by Fernando Alonso.
Also, yeah,
GP2 engines. Shout out Fernando! I got his hat right here from when he last ran Honda. But yeah, and I couldn't remember if we talked about this last week, but Jimmy Johnson's going to IndyCar.
Yeah,
that's cool. I think, and there's a
thing every race but ovals with Chip Ganassi Racing.
Yeah, and so the interesting thing is butt ovals. So he's doing everything except ovals.
Yeah.
Who is he kicking for those races?
No one.
No one.
They just have another car.
They're bringing another car.
Yeah, I wish I had that much money.
Yeah. But it, so they're going to have four cars next year.
Trevor right now they have Chip Ganassi.
Yeah. Right now they have Dixon, Erickson, and Rosenquist.
Trevor Frank to Chip Ganassi, but only to test the safety equipment.
They couldn't afford to test track to me.
Did you watch his little, like, 1 minute little blurb?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Did you, like, hear the subtle shade that he was throwing at NASCAR?
No.
He said, yeah, this is where real racers go to race.
Oof.
And I was like...
Well, of course he's going to say that. He wasn't warned himself going there.
I know, but, like...
I don't know. I don't see him
crapping all of
NASCAR. I don't see him winning 7 championships, or even one
anymore. No. Well, it'll be interesting. I think it'll be interesting to see how he does, because... We've seen guys have success in both series. Tony Stewart's a big one, obviously. Robbie Gordon
never had success in NASCAR.
Not really success, but he still
he ran showed up.
Well. He ran well in IndyCar, and it kind of transitioned to NASCAR. JPM, Juan Pablo Montoya's
brother. Yeah, he hit a jet dryer once.
He did hit a jet dryer once.
I like how he's a world-class driver. His one Formula 1 races in the Indy 500 and NASCAR races. And he's just the guy who hit the jet dryer.
Yeah. That guy who started on fire.
Speaking of good drivers from the past, the Superstar Racing Experience,
yeah.
Is that what it's called? I don't know. Superstar Racing Experience continues to announce new drivers and star drivers. The ones that have been confirmed so far are Tony Stewart, obviously from Dirt NASCAR, Tony Kanaan from IndyCar, Paul Tracy from IndyCar, Bobby Labonte, Elio Castroneves, Willie T. Ribbs, who now runs Trans Am stuff all the time.
I'm going to be honest, I've never even heard of this guy.
He was the first African American to start the Indy 500.
Oh.
So he wins like a ton of Trans Am races now. And then Mark Webber from F1. It's just kind of interesting because, yeah, these are all really big names, but then there's just Mark Webber.
Yeah.
Like, massive
Formula 1 winner.
And like probably should have been world champion if he wasn't teammates with Sebastian Vettel. Like,
what this is interesting too. There's gonna be dirt races.
Yeah. So we'll see an F1 driver on
there. That's gonna be awesome.
This series I think is gonna be
They should pull an iRacing and just run Skippies on dirt.
You can do that. That's the thing you can do. But you've got on here NASCAR silly season.
Yeah, it's in like full swing.
Yeah,
like, we'll hit on it a little bit in the
rumor mill
here, but everything's going down, guys. I'll pull up.
NASCAR's dead.
Will is our resident NASCAR and USAC expert. That's kind of how I refer to him on this podcast. Nice. But
that's a rough one to be called.
But
you hate fenders. How are you a NASCAR expert?
I like NASCAR.
This one's sad right here. I didn't know about this, but it. I mean, there were rumors about it before the season started.
I meant to put this in a rumor mill. The AJ Foyt, they announced that they had a press release tomorrow morning, and I just speculated, are they being sold? Are they having a new investor? What do you think is going on at AJ Foyt Racing?
I think they're being sold.
I think
there was rumors before the season that if they didn't perform kind of up to snuff, that they would be gone. And they've had Tony Kanaan and Dalton Kellett all year. Exactly. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's...
Who's Tony?
I don't know. We just talked about him in SRX, but I have no idea.
Never heard of him.
So that's going to do it for Asphalt. Let's get on to the stuff that we all know why
you're
here.
You guys turned into...
We all know why you're here, and it's for Dirt Racing News. We're going to kick it off with probably one of the shocks of the weekend. Kyle Larson went 0-3 at the Tuscarora 50. And, you know, for most people, like a third place and then like a DNF and then like a fifth is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But for Kyle Larson, that's his longest losing streak since June. That's unbelievable. He has not lost more than 3 races in a row since June.
Happens when those dirt late model guys go to sprint cars, huh?
It was amazing to me too, because he's good at Port Royal.
He passed 18 cars on Saturday.
On the last night, yeah.
Did he roll really, really hard once?
Yeah,
on Friday. Real bad. Like, I was kind of surprised that they...
I wonder if people were cheering.
Like the Pennsylvania
Posse fans, I guarantee you they were cheering.
Cheering like when Aaron flipped his 410.
Yeah, at Plymouth last year when he lost the championship.
No, when he flipped the 410 this year. There was people cheering.
Yeah.
Well, they cheered for whatever he did that night.
Yeah. No. There was people that were only cheering. Yeah, there was like MSA people that were cheering for it. Yeah. It was like one of those, you know that meme where it says oof size all the way to large? That's what I think of when
I that thing that I saw too is like people in the MSA that are like supposed to be upstanding figures cheering when he flipped too, which they're is all really unfortunate. But we don't have to talk. We're not talking about that here. Plymouth rained out for their championship night for Grand Nationals and Sport Mods, and then the Badgers were supposed to be there too. R.I.P. Chase McDermott. Grand National champion, congratulations to Aaron Stope. He won a ton of features this year at Plymouth. He won like every other night, it seemed like. And then Sport Mod champion Tim Warner. That's not really a surprise.
No, do you know how many times I've seen that car go past me?
Do you know how many times that you beat that car this year?
No, I don't.
Twice.
How do you know?
Because I remember it.
Oh! It was almost 3 at Gravity Park after he slapped the tire. Yeah. I tried.
Yeah. But, and then Scotty Thiel, this is kind of in a rumor mill, I guess, but he even tweeted it that he's probably done for the year in terms of, well, he's done with the 64 car for the rest of the year. But he's, out looking for rides and stuff.
Jared Berman's going to love that segment.
What?
Lance Tweedy screwed Lauren Kelly's life.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about that right now. I threw some shade at Lance Tweedy last week on the podcast, and he goes, wins 2 out of 3 nights at the Tuscarora.
Jared Berman gave you so much trash for that.
I know.
Man, it's awesome. Maybe you throw shade at Trevor.
I'll win
the whole classic gravity.
$600, that's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, but good job. I mean, I wasn't really trying to say Lance Lewis was bad. I was just saying he hasn't done anything this year. And then he goes out and wins 2 races. So, against, like, probably the best
competition. Hold this for me.
Yeah, I'll hold the L. Speaking of L's, Bill Balog went 0-2 this weekend with the IRA for the first time this season. He has not lost more than one race, like, in succession this year with the IRA.
Really?
Yep.
I think it's fast.
He's real fast. He blew a right rear tire, restarted 18th with 4 laps to go at Cedar Lake, and finished 10th.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
He passed 3 cars in 1 lap.
Yeah, he legitimately passed 3 cars in 1 lap.
And that wasn't even the restart lap.
No,
was it a slider?
No, it was just on the top.
Just ripped it.
I was hoping it was just one big, just
that'd be
beat.
Cool.
That would be cool. But he finished 3rd on night 1 at Outagamie. So
yeah,
it wasn't for lack of effort. No, it was 3rd.
Because he was throwing sliders
with Jake Blackhurst. Yeah.
That was good.
They were running down Schoenberg. They would have ran them down if they stopped fighting with each other.
Yeah, but dragged me to that show, and I got moist.
Yeah,
the
entire
night.
It was both races this weekend at Outagamie and Cedar Lake.
Just rained.
They missed it the whole time.
Well, we drove up there
together,
and it was raining
How
and
cute.
Misting.
The whole way up.
How upset would you guys have been if it would have rained out after driving 4.5 hours?
Very upset.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go.
They had a really short rain delay, but it was like 15 minutes. They just pulled the wingless cars off the track.
It actually gave us time to take a breather with Sean.
We were running double duty, and we literally, Will and I basically put the 360 car together when we got there. Like, we had to put the shocks on, front wing, top wing.
Yeah, for someone who has never done anything on a car, I can't believe that.
I know how to do stuff.
That might be a shock.
He
caught me putting
a shock on backwards, so.
How are you?
No, it was just the valve was the wrong way.
Dear Lord.
I just flipped it backwards. It was no big deal. But then, to close out our dirt segment, Jacob Allen.
Wait.
Like, this man, I don't think I've ever seen the amount of positivity for one single person in the racing world than there was for Jacob Allen. I saw more positivity for Jacob Allen than I did for Pierre friggin' Gasly when he won an F1
race. Because nobody cares about F1.
Did the president of France call Jacob Allen? Because that happened. The president of France.
Did Donald Trump call Jake? Did Mac Miller call Jacob Allen? Will says he looks like Mac Miller.
Yikes!
I think he
was dead, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
This is just saying guy. Sure.
He's the same guy that looks like him.
Ew, it has to be Carl. I don't think so. Jesus.
No, Jacob Allen, really, really happy for her. I think we all, I mean, Will, when did you say that? It was like 2 weeks ago where you were like,
I would have won two for shark racing. Yeah, I heard that. You said that. You were like, I really want a shark racing 1-2.
Yeah, and then it happened.
Yeah.
Can you say you want me to win a feature next?
No.
The 1-2s happened. The 1-2s happened before, but never with, obviously, with Allen winning. But it's happened before this year where Logan Schuchart has passed Jacob Allen for the win and made it a little awkward, I think. But really awesome for Jacob. That was very, very cool to see. Did you see the video of him riding around the pits where he was getting pushed to the scales and then back to victory lane? And the whole entire time, he's crying and just like sobbing his eyes out when he's driving to the pit.
And just saying, woo!
Yeah, just the whole, like, just random people in the pits. He just sees somebody and he's like, woo!
Some shit I would do, honestly.
Yeah. All right, rumor mill. This one. Can we say this one?
Maybe.
All right. 5J gone into 2021. Eyeball, 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 eyeball.
I have absolutely no comments on this one.
This one. This was interesting.
I don't even know where this one came from, but there was just kind of circulating around.
But it's. I think there might be something to it because he wasn't at Cedar Lake. I thought he was there in a 360, but it's just a completely different person.
He has another guy named Jeremy Schultz.
Who happens to run a sprint car. Schultz sprout up like weeds. Shout out Channing Maddie.
Where's the sticker?
There's
stickers
right there. Yep. Five. So, I don't know. Will Jeremy Schultz be back in a 410 next year? Will he be back in a 410 or in some other capacity? Will he go back, like Ben Schmidt did, and go back to 360?
I hope he dirty slides if he comes back to a 360.
Yeah,
that'd be really funny. He should. He 410. But no, and then speaking of the IRA, they had attempted to get LaSalle back on the calendar this year. I think it was going to be this Sunday. But then, obviously, they basically pulled the drivers and the majority said no, so it's not happening. But that's just kind of sucks. I mean, it's nice that they made the effort. I mean, because, you know, they want to get in the maximum races that they can. So when people ask, well, why is it just a one-race weekend? That's why. And then...
A few NASCAR rumors.
No.
What is this?
This is not happening. This is not happening.
What is that?
We'll get to it. This is not happening.
Who are
so
you?
So it... There's no way.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But according to Bob Pockers, that there is some substance to Kyle Larson going back to Hendrick Motorsports, or going to Hendrick Motorsports, in 2021.
No.
There was previous rumors that he was going to Stuart Haas
He's
Racing.
Going to Stuart Haas.
Or there's going to be a new team, supposedly. And this brings us to our next rumor.
Because they need more fender car teams.
Germain Racing, which if you guys don't know, is that number 13 car with Ty Dillon behind the wheel. That is being sold. And the leaders are Justin Marks, Denny Hamlin, and Floyd Mayweather. Buying...
Mayweather, part of Floyd Mayweather can't even read. How's he supposed to sign a contract?
To buy that charter and Cup Series team.
I legitimately thought that was a joke.
No, no, that's...
The next one is a joke.
No.
Yeah, we heard from sources that Trevor Frank is going to race in the MSA 360s next year.
Here to comment on that.
And
is
we
Trevor
brought you here to comment on that. Are you moving up to sprint?
No! No! Why would I do that?
No, we just threw that in there just to get your reaction.
I hate you. I'm not. I flirted with the idea of a wingless car, but then I realized I'm broke.
I'm doing for this. Yeah, well, I don't know. We're in the recording. Because we can't go over
He says, yep.
Yeah.
It's 7:30.
Still got 30.
Oh, cool. We're good to go.
To answer your question, I will not have a wing or no wing or anything but a sport mod next year because I don't have money.
You'd have money if you sold the sport mod.
Not enough. Unless he gave me a bench chassis.
Motor. Oh, no, you have a 602 crate.
Doesn't matter.
Right?
Yeah, it'd be fine. Just give me a chassis and I'll do it. Seriously.
No.
I'll throw a wing on it. I just want to wreck you.
I'll send it. All right, and then we're going to move on now to our Liquid Nitro Energy Drink Winner's Circle. Trevor, you going to point out the beautiful banner behind you there?
It's not behind. They can't even see it.
Yeah, they can't.
Oh, just the liquid. This one.
Yeah, liquid nitro. Yeah.
Drink it. You your heart will explode.
No.
No. It's amazing.
In a good way.
It's
the best way as possible.
No, and here's, and I'll, you know why, Trevor? I'll tell you why it's good. Fuel up with the best. Liquid Nitro Energy Drink has all the power and fuel to get you through race day with zero crash or aftertaste. Vitamins B6 and B12 combined with powerful herbs and great taste that will keep your engine running no matter what the day or the track throws at you. Liquid Nitro is available in original Tropical Storm, low-carb energy shooters, and now CBD-infused water for a full line of powerful drinks to keep you fueled up for the long haul. Ask for Liquid Nitro in your local convenience stores and vending machines or visit liquidnitroenergydrink.com to place an order. And as usual, with the results, same order as the news, we're going to start it off with F1.
All right, so Lewis Hamilton won it. No surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what win that is for him now.
Not too many.
I think it's just 90.
Yeah, it's 90. It was his 95th pole and his 90th win, I think.
Anyway, Valtteri Bottas, he took second, and
Bottas.
And Alexander Albon
butt-ass.
Had his first career podium.
Yes. Congratulations to Alex Albon. I think that's a long time coming. It's just so hard for him because the two Mercedes are just that much farther out front, and then Max Verstappen's always just there. So, but yeah, once again.
Before moving on to our
next
piece of news, I think it said that Melody Frank commented on it and said that
Dan said you are. I don't know what he was talking about.
I think
about.
That's referring to the sprint car thing.
Todd Frank can confirm that Trevor Frank is moving to an MS-83.
Only if he's paying for it. I sure as hell don't see any checks coming in right now for the sport mods. If you're paying for it, I'll put it in the fence.
All right, and then other top level open wheel action.
She confirmed it right there. Todd Frank says Trevor Frank is driving a 360 in the 2021 season.
Well, thank you, Melody, for the information.
I appreciate the info. I would have liked to know before I was on this. Thanks. This is a joke, by the way. I will kill myself in a 360 sprint car.
Nah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd die.
No. There's some people that are in 360 sprint cars that don't.
Like Will Garrett's.
Yeah.
And you got all in Ohio.
He says, anyways, so Mid-Ohio.
IndyCar was at Mid-Ohio, yes. They had a doubleheader. You want to run down the results?
Yeah, so Will Power, Joseph Newgarden, and Alexander Rossi were on the podium for race one. And race two consisted of Colton Herta getting his win, Alexander Rossi, and Ryan Hunter-Reay. Which race was the one with all the crashes?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, they crashed a whole bunch in one of them. Or they had
I can't think of F1.
No. Lap one, they destroyed a whole bunch of cars in one of these races.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. No. It was
it was
the first one, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They Felix Rosenquist. Yeah, because Santino Ferrucci and pulled off the track and then just decided, oh, I'm in the middle of a corner with cars going in front of me this way. I should go straight back onto the track and not even attempt.
That seems logical to me.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I've seen you drive.
Shout out to Graham Ray. Why is this spelled like
it's like Sean. But it's not.
Oh my gosh.
Idiot.
My screen. No, stop.
What's this button do?
Oh my gosh. This is all. Oh, what is happening now?
I just broke it.
Yeah. Well,
all I did is hit H.
Me too.
Oh, you're editing the header. Anyway, Graham Rahal, he finished fourth twice this weekend. So, consistency right there. With the MSA sprint cars, they were rained out. The Wisconsin wingless sprints were rained out as well. Or they had off.
They just had off. Badger midgets they were rained out. What is going on with this? Okay, this is all screwed up. Can go really quick. IRA was at Audi Gamey. Hunter Schoenberg took the win. That was really cool. I was really happy. You were there.
It's crazy.
You were there. It was awesome. It was a genuinely good race between Baylog and Blackhurst. Another good race at Cedar Lake. Jordan Goldsberry gave Brooke Tatnall all he could handle.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great race.
Jordan Goldsberry, all of a sudden this year, is an absolute rocket.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, I think he's been good for a while. It's just kind of getting used to the tracks up here and the competition. And then Hunter Schoenberg, double podium the weekend, finished third on Saturday. Ira Lightning sprints were off this week. NASCAR, I didn't update these. Do you know who?
Yeah, so...
always update these.
Brad Keselowski... He won the NASCAR Cup Series race, and who won the Xfinity Series race? I don't know. Someone. But our computer is going all
I can tell you who didn't win the Truck Series race.
Who was it?
Natalie Decker. She did not win the Truck Series race.
Well, there you are.
Yikes.
we'll come back to the rest of the NASCAR.
Yeah. World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series had a doubleheader this weekend at Dodge City Raceway Park. Jacob Allen took home the win. Logan Schuchart was second on night one, and Donnie Schatz was third. Sheldon Honshield won on night two. Parker Price Miller finished second, and then David Gravel finished third. And then late model series was off this week. All Stars had their, obviously, the Tuscarora 50. Went on down those.
Yeah, so on the 10th, Corey Eliason picked up the win. Kerry Madsen and Tony Stewart on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
Good showing from Tony Stewart there. On the 11th, Lance DeWeese took the win. Anthony Maffrey second, and Kyle Larson third.
His
and
only
on the
podium.
His only podium of the week. And on the 12th, Lance DeWeese, Anthony Maffrey again, but Dylan Cisney rounded out the podium.
Lance DeWeese.
Shout out to Dylan Cisney. X1 race cars. Same race car that Sean drives.
I don't know what that is.
Sprint car.
Sprint cars. X1? Brock Sears Foster runs an X1.
Sprint car suck.
Yeah. Hot take. Whoa. You heard it here first, folks.
Gotta have fenders.
USAC, Silver Crown had off this week. They're off until, I put it in here somewhere. Silver Crown's off until October 4th. So just leave it at that. Sprint cars, they were back this week. Chris Windham, well, I don't remember where that was. But then they had a doubleheader on the 12th, which was Saturday, right? Chris Windham won on Friday. Chase Stockin won race one on Saturday. And then Brady Bacon won race two on Saturday. I think one of them was a makeup race.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Midgets were off, the national midgets were off this week for USAC. And then Power Eye rained out at Jacksonville and then Spoon River. Spoon River rained out on like Thursday.
Hmm.
They called that race. They legitimately called that race on Thursday because the track was just a lake. So that kind of sucks. Upcoming races. F1 is going to be off until the 25th at Sochi, which is next Friday. Well, that's when the weekend starts. And then IndyCar is off until October 2nd, which is, I think they have two Grand Prix at Indianapolis, like on the road course.
Mm.
And then, I don't remember, and they finish off at Long Beach.
Oh, and that's such a fun track.
That is such a fun track. You want to run down NASCAR? I did update these. I did do these ones.
I don't think they're at Darlington, though.
Well, they're not at Darlington. They're at Bristol.
They're at
the
Bristol.
Dates and times are correct.
Anyway, the Cup Series has...
No, I'm good at it.
Into my mouth, tell me.
The Cup Series is racing on the 19th. I think that's Saturday.
Yes.
At 7:30 p.m. The Xfinity Series is Friday at 7 p.m. The trucks are on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And then ARCA has a doubleheader weekend Thursday and Saturday.
Yep. It's going to be, that'll be cool. Bristol Night Race and all that stuff. Oh my gosh.
What the hell is all that? No.
I have no idea what's happening. Oh my god. Something's wrong. Obviously, the touchscreen's going crazy. But then we go down to some dirt stuff here. The problem is all of our phones are being used right now. Mine's being used to record. Will's is being used to record audio. And then Trevor's is being used to watch the thing.
Hi, Mom.
So there's no way for us to know. Oh my gosh, this is barely bad. Oh my gosh, what is going on? Yeah.
New computer.
Part of it. There we go.
My mom said hello. Isn't she nice? I love my mom.
Gosh.
Shouts to Mrs. Frank for having me. Shouts to my parents for birthing a legend.
And then,
thanks.
Appreciate it.
Badger Minutes are off until the 26th. The Dirt Kings, or excuse me, the Outlaw Late Models are off until the 26th as well, or the 25th. And then
that's airplane mode.
Just going crazy. Stop. Oh my gosh. Why is this happening right now? Okay, Outlaw Sprints. They're gonna be they are at Lawton Speedway in Oklahoma on the 18th. Then the Texas Outlaw Nationals, which is a really cool event. That's gonna be at Devil's Bowl Speedway on Saturday in Texas as well. The Fall Brawl for the Dirt Kings. Dirt Kings are back this week. Out of Gaming Speedway. That track is gonna be really cool with late models, I think, because it's cool with mods.
They go there all the time.
The late models?
Yeah.
All the time.
I think they're there the most.
Yeah.
The Dirt Kings.
Yeah. They're in Plymouth.
The only late model show I knew was there was the Outlaws. But,
same shit.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of the same.
All-Stars, they're at Williams Grove and Lincoln Speedway. They're staying in PA, basically, until their season ends. I don't know. I
mean, and then they can just get the most races there.
Yeah, unless they came back to Wisconsin, but who are we to say that? The IRA has one race this weekend at Beaver Dam on Saturday night, Little Beaver Dam. And then the MSA is off until Friday the 25th at Dodge County. However, there's a bunch of MSA guys that are going to run that IRA show at Beaver Dam, which will be really cool.
We're planning on it.
Yeah, we're all looking
at it
right now for our audio.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
What time does it start?
I don't know.
I'll be in my car probably. Or hungover. One of the two.
USAC will be at Terre Haute. They're in Indiana this week, just kind of like the sprint cars always are. They're on Friday at Terre Haute, and then on Saturday at one of my favorite tracks to watch, because I've never been there, but just watch it on TV, is Tri-State. So that's going to be really cool for the USAC sprint cars. Midgets are off until 9:25, and Silver Crown, like you said, is off until the 4th of October, and Power Eye is off until the 2nd of October.
We need to touch, just because I know you don't have it in here because you don't care, on Boone.
Yeah, I mean,
Boone Super Nationals.
I don't care.
Ricky Thornton Jr. won the Modifieds.
Okay.
I don't remember the guy who ran the stock car race, because Jared Seifert was leading until Jesse Sauving dumped him.
Yeah.
Jesse Sauving dumped him.
I did hear about that.
Jesse Sauving turned right and dumped Jared Seifert.
I did.
Hot take. Watch the video. And then there was like, I don't know, I think 4-cylinders were there, but I didn't pay attention. Hobby stocks either. There were
sport mods.
Yeah, there were sport mods there. Jonathan Logue won.
I saw the one video of the stock car spinning out, hitting the light pole, and then all the lights fell down on top of it.
That's an oof.
Why is a place like that, where it hosts like
the biggest race? That is the most redneck place on the planet.
It hosts the biggest race of the whole year for IMCA.
Not really.
Well, it seems like it's all everybody talks about.
What is the biggest IMCA race of the year, by the way?
Boom.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, but again, it's like...
Depends on what class you're talking
It doesn't
about.
Look like well-kept.
Any of them.
No, what's they're
the,
not.
What is even the premier the, IMCA division?
The
Modifieds?
Yeah. The biggest modified paying show...
Clash?
I don't know. They pay 10 grand. I don't know. There's a lot of money.
Clash has got to be out there.
Probably.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants to give money to those people because they spend
it
on Busch Light.
And then all of our local tracks running. Beaver Dam, obviously, is the IRA on Saturday. I think Sean's still running 141.
No,
Sean's done? Okay. 141's done as well, right?
Yeah. Their Fall Classic is not this coming weekend.
Next
weekend,
right? Gravity Park has their Fall Classic this weekend, which...
I'm not running it.
The Berg, I believe, has wrapped up their season as well. Slinger is just about... I think they have one more race, two more races.
I don't follow the asphalt.
Dells Raceway Park's still racing in Jefferson Speedway as well. But also, the one for the road is going to be a Fairbury.
Yeah.
Which
was that?
In Illinois.
You're going to that, idiot.
No, I'm not.
You're going.
No, I'm not. I have school.
Oh, boy. Here we go. One for the road. I'm going to be there. I don't know about these two, but I'll be there.
No.
So that'll be really cool. I'm really excited for that show. But now, I think we probably
24 hours of Le Mans.
Yeah, 24 hours of Le Mans. That'll be cool.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Toyota's
I genuinely
Shocker.
Care about that. But
Toyota's literally the only LMP1 class.
So they're definitely winning.
They're going to win.
All right. And now we're here with our Gasroots Project Hot Seat segment. Wisconsin-based Gasroots Project is a nonprofit organization working to strengthen and grow grassroots racing. Since 2017, the project has produced several short films and articles, in addition to financially assisting racers and tracks through awards and sponsorships. To donate or learn more, visit GasrootsProject.com. And now we will welcome in to our Gasroots Project Hot Seat.
Can you please stop, Trevor? I'm trying to
interview Ben
Schmidt.
Not Ben Schmidt.
No. Ben Schmidt's way cooler.
Trevor Frank, newly crowned 2020 Plymouth Third Track Racing B-Mod Rookie of the Year.
Can you tell us how this season went for you?
This was just
hell.
Here's the thing. We've had you on the podcast before. So this deal with you right now is just, you just won Rookie of the Year. Like,
no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I saw it.
I saw it, though.
We saw it happen. We
it was
were
on
there.
Facebook. It has to be true.
We were there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everything on Facebook is true.
Nobody was there right now.
No, it was actually Sean Ray Hall driving at the
last time. I'm sorry to say, Plymouth, you have to give all the money to Sean Ray Hall. He drove my car all season. I just showed up.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, seriously, like, what was the season like? Because It started off pretty good the first couple races.
No, it didn't. We had two good nights.
Well, that's what I mean. It started off good with a couple of good nights, and then just...
It was terrible. We started off, made our first feature out of like 40-something sport mods, and then got wrecked in that feature. And then went home, fixed it, won the heat race the next day, rained out for the feature where I would have started 7th. Mm-hmm. And then the week after, I lost brakes coming out of turn 4 at Gravity Park. And I hit the wall really hard and bent a bunch of stuff on my old Banshee car, which a lot of people like to deceive and say that that's why I bought a new car. No, that car was just not great. So I bought a new car and sold the old one because it wasn't bent. And after that, it was just a lot of finding things that were wrong with the new car because it was kind of thrown together by the people that we bought it from.
Yeah.
It was kind of a half-done car that we wanted to race now, so we were just trying to find things, and we pretty much set aside a whole month to just race the car and practice with the car and find things. Like, the people who put it together used,
Black.
It was just...
Like vacuum lining or something.
Yeah, it was vacuum lined for brake lines, so I lost brakes a couple times. It was really sketchy. I had to run all new brake lines. And then we had a spring cup let go at Gravity Park, which produced some kick-ass pictures.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of kick-ass.
Yeah. It was really cool. It wasn't cool to be in the car. Jesse Jakubowski, who I had bought my first car from, started behind me in that heat race, and he said that he could see my oil pan from behind me.
Why? Yeah. Never good.
It was cool. Good. I mean, he made it for some really cool pictures. Jason Schilling says, two cars, one rookie of the year. What can 2021 bring?
I think Jason actually had a question up here.
No, I think...
He's wondering, Trevor, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Live. Remember.
Depends on how fast you lick. Gabe Zellner says, I don't have any racing questions, but I'm currently doing trigonometry homework. Do you guys look like nerds? Any wise words? He's president of the chess club. That's your closest
A
win.
Squared, was it A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
I don't know. I learned 6.25 times 10 to the 18th is the equation for amperage today in school.
Nice.
Yeah, stupid. Never going to use it. I mean,
like
I will.
Never use that ever again.
We had a really bad start to the season. The first night with the new car, someone lost it in front of us and bent the frame rail. And we had to get that fixed, obviously. And then I've been friends with Kyle Schrader for a really long time. And he's really, really smart when it comes to race cars. Mm-hmm. So we enlisted his help, and we basically started tearing everything apart and fixing everything we could on the car. And the first night that we had him along, we were running 6th in the main and hit someone's debris. That stuff falls off their car every week. And... hit their debris and blew a tire, so that sucked. And then we came back the next week at Plymouth and finished 4th because Jason Schilling got disqualified. Jason Schilling didn't make weight, finished ahead of me. I was 5th, he was 4th, and forgot to put the lead on the car. You hate to see it. Then the next week we followed that up with another 4th, which I earned that one, and I led a good half of that race. And then stepped all over my willy, and Barry Moss got past me, and I waved at him.
Nice cautions at the end.
Yeah, that was fun. There was 1,715 cautions, and that was ruined my pace.
And for 1,714 of them, you drove away on the restarts.
I did. I was taking the field to Gappleby's on the starts, and then just the one time I messed up, Barry's just such an experienced, good race car driver, and he walked away.
Yeah.
And I was... Jason Schilling said that his car came in at 25:01 when he took it home that night. Not at Plymouth, dum-dum. and we went to Gravity Park, or we went back to Plymouth the third time, finished 8th, and then Gravity Park the last time we finished 8th again, and then obviously I had a second place as well. Mm-hmm. So we ended it on a really good note.
And the second place you also had to work for.
Yeah,
I
started
that was a good race.
3rd or 4th, I don't remember. I don't know.
You fell back a little bit.
I fell
bit
back
early.
To 7th at one point. I was like hitting myself like physically inside of the car. We were under a red flag and I was 7th. And I was sitting there punching myself in the helmet because I was like, why did you lose that many spots? And then I tried to figure out how to drive a sport mod again, and it worked somehow. I don't know. I lit a brake rotor on fire that night, remember?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Came in and it was on fire. But, yeah, it's been a very roller coaster of a season, and we have one night left at Gravity Park.
Two nights.
That's, well, two nights technically, but yeah. One more weekend of racing left at Gravity Park, then we're done, and then the car is getting put up. Not for sale, as much as I tell you guys that.
Yeah, he tells us this
every single night.
Every night I race.
That's what I'm putting there for
car
sale.
See ya.
No, but let's just talk about going into this year, having it be your first ever time racing anything. Yeah. Besides go-karts or whatever, you know, just like for fun.
I never raced anything.
Well, but I mean like just for fun, Balachi or whatever. Like, this is... That had to be a super daunting prospect for you. And also, then to immediately start to have success. What was that like?
The success was the worst part.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, how was that?
Winning that heat race was the worst thing I ever did to myself. Because it was downhill from there.
Because all of a sudden, did you find yourself setting like unrealistic expectations? Like, when you led that feature, you had some experience. But every single other guy in that feature had more experience than you.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single other guy did.
There was no other...
Yeah.
I don't think there was another first-year driver in that feature.
Jim Fisher was, but he raced a couple times last year.
Because he tried to keep his eligibility.
Yeah, he kept his rookie eligibility.
And I didn't know what I was... It's funny, because Kyle Schrader told me, you know, you did good on your restarts. Like, I wasn't jackrabbiting the restarts. I'm like, honestly, everybody laughed at me when I said it, but... Do you know how many people try to jump the starts on iRacing? You have to just, like, change up where you start. So that's what I was doing, just kind of hanging out up there, trying not to die. And my best thing that entire night was when I got off the track and Tyler Brabant hit me with the shocker bra. I was like, oh my god, Tyler Brabant said something to me. That's wild.
And boy, no, Tyler.
it was really, obviously, a lot of people... And then there was the things going around that I cheat. That's fun. You think if a guy cheats, he'd win.
But that's got to be a little bit flattering, though, to have people say that stuff, because that means that they're either, one, they're jealous, or they're just angry that you're doing well.
Yeah, you know? I had that conversation with a lot of people, and I was like, I don't get why people are saying I cheat, because I don't.
Because we've got, I mean, there's a lot of that going around this year. There's a lot of that stuff, especially in the
MSA. Travis Aarons!
Yeah, especially in the MSA, and then obviously there's some stuff in other series too. I know Chase was talking to us the other day, and he said that he's had to deal with that in Badger Midgets.
Yeah, but he's fast.
But the thing is like, when you come into a series and you start to have...
Immediate success.
And even, just looking at the grand scheme of this year, you did really well for your first year in a sport.
Could have been better.
But when people see that... When people see you do something that they were unable to do, you know, and they have that much of a high opinion of themselves, they're gonna get mad, and they're immediately gonna start coming up with different reasons for why you did good. So I think that was a really, honestly, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I thought it was
hilarious.
Yeah,
people are thinking that I have this 55-gallon drum of tire dope that I soak my stuff in.
Actually, legitimately, like though, if you drive your car into his garage, like, and then you back out, it'll just be coated.
Yeah, no, that's why I have the special floor because again, I have so much money.
Yeah.
I have the special floor that it even dopes my tires on my real car that I drive. So
yeah.
I mean, that baby goes 0 to 60 in quite the hurry.
Yeah. It's got it might be a mid-size SUV, but it's got torque.
But it's got a mid-engine.
It's got a spark plug.
It's a mid-engine V8.
Like the new, yeah, it's like the new Corvette.
Yeah, it's a Corvette, but it's an Escape.
This was kind of an interesting thing I thought of before having you on the show. We ask everybody what your favorite memory of racing was. Like, what's your favorite motorsports memory? And you've made a few more this year. Has yours changed at all since we asked you earlier this year?
I told you guys it was my brother's first heat race win. No, not even a little. Between, not even close anymore.
Sorry, Brandon.
God, I know he's not watching because he could care less.
That's funny.
No, if I had to relive anything, man, it would either be the heat race win, which I've never hit my car that hard. I dented the top of my car.
I did today when you pulled back in a
either that or the first top five. The second place was cool, but like the first top five was really cool.
The first top five was also the time you won. You led a lot of laps.
No, that was the
second. No, it was the second time. Okay.
Just to reiterate, every feature that I didn't get wrecked out of or have something mechanically go wrong this year, I finished in the top 10.
Yeah.
I didn't know really, that. I didn't know really that until impressive. I don't remember if it was one of you that brought that to my attention. I think it was you, and I was like, wait, that's weird.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think I. Yeah, I guess I wasn't. I was so plagued by the bad that I never really took a step back to look at the good.
And yeah, that was. Because, I mean, well, of course, in a season where you're doing, you have some success, those bad times are going to look a little bit more, like, worse in your eyes because of the success that you've been used to having. So, like, when you went out to Plymouth and ran, was there one night at, I think there was one night at Plymouth that you didn't run top 10. And it was because
if I finished, I was in the top 10.
Because it rained out.
When?
Because Russ Shuffler night.
Yeah, but I was supposed to start fifth. So
that's what, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
but like, you know what I mean.
That's every time I got to come across the line in my own power, I was within the top 10.
Yeah, and most of the time in the top five.
Yeah.
So three times. Three top fives in your rookie
season. See, this is my problem, is I never give myself any credit. You guys sit here and give this to me all the time, and I'm like, it could have been so much better.
Well, that's the thing with rookie of the year too. I mean, there wasn't a ton of rookie competition at Plymouth, but you still had Jim Fisher, who had run some races last year. And I
missed a night.
Yeah, you did miss a night. He did not miss a night. Brendan Ostrowski, obviously, he missed a few nights at Plymouth. But he still ran decently at other places, especially Beaver Dam.
Yeah.
But was it like to kind of just know, especially you finished seventh in points. And you
could have been fifth if we would have got to run another night. I would have loved to see how that shook down. Yeah. If we would have gotten to run our last night, I was close enough in with the top five that if either of them guys had a bad night, I could have probably caught them. But
I mean, just having that like nice cap on the year to have that rookie of the year and then seventh in points, that's got to feel good.
It would feel a lot better if I won at Gravity this weekend. I kicked myself in the butt. A lot for
you. You still need to let Will hot lap your car. Because that didn't happen.
He said he wouldn't come to Gravity, so that's not my problem.
Well, I'm going to be racing, so.
Not Friday.
Yeah, fair enough. Idiot. Still not coming.
Rude.
Wow.
No. Yeah, I kick myself a lot. There's people who don't understand that I 100% of my heart is critic. And I kicked myself when I lost that feature. I kicked myself the next week I spent staring at my car every day after work because I just won. I was like,
yeah, yeah. Well, and it's, I mean, obviously when you do that well, and like I said, when you have that, like, because a fourth place was still awesome. Like in that field too, that was a pretty good, that top 10 was really good. You know, that top 10 would have been pretty good just about anywhere. But when you have that, like, little
bit. We had a lot of fast cars.
Yeah, because Jason Schilling was there, obviously.
Well, he's not the Jason Jones fast.
But, like, you know what I mean? You had a couple guys from outside that were quick. And
Elijah was there.
Yeah.
Tim Warner was there.
Barry Moss.
Barry was there. There were some guys who came and dolphed in Plymouth. And it was cool to race with those guys because, I mean, even the night, the Scheffler night, when we had 30-something cars, I mean, I thought I was running a B-Main just because that's how I thought. And we went 8th to 3rd in that heat race. We passed 5 and we made it. We started 5th. We would have started 5th in that feature. And then Jason and the 9R guy, I can't remember what his name is, but those two started on the front row, I think, and they won. But I had to come from 8th, which sucked.
Yeah.
If you've ever racing through lap traffic at Plymouth, sucks.
Yeah.
Not lap traffic, but just racing through a field at Plymouth sucks because it's always
in the heat.
Well, yeah, and there was really only one lane. It was so tacky. Everybody's just kind of around the bottom full throttle, so it sucked to move through that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed getting all the experience I did getting to go through. Like, I sure it's fun to start up front, but the night that I started, I think it was 12th, and then got sent back to 18th and came back to 8th. That 8th place. That 8th place at Plymouth, that was an experience to have to move through people on a slick track.
Yeah.
And because I had gotten sent to the back for spinning by myself, because I actually had made it up to fifth and then just stepped on my willy. And yeah. I spun so hard, and I almost got, I stared at Jason's eyes as he came past me, and I was like, ooh, that was bad. But
have you had that happen this year too? Because you've had to drive up through quite a bit of fields as well. Yeah,
he stepped on his willy in a heat race, remember?
No, but I mean, like, well, that, but then, but also, like, in features, because you've had a couple of times where you've had to start farther in the back and then driven up to 10th or 9th or whatever. Is it more rewarding to finish 9th in a feature? Or, let's say, two examples. Let's say you started, you know, 19th or whatever at Dodge, or not at Dodge, at Beaver Dam or something like that.
Yeah,
and you finished 10th. And you finished 10th or something like that. And then, is that more rewarding than starting first and finishing 3rd?
No, I'd rather finish 3rd.
Yeah. No, see, I'm completely different. I would much rather drive my way through a pack. I would rather start 19th and finish 10th than start 3rd and finish 2nd.
Obviously, the 3rd is more impressive, like, to the naked eye. But then, really, like, when I've gone through, I've been telling Sean this all year. He has not had a feature this season where he hasn't moved forward. And I'm like, the main thing is that you're finishing where you should. You know, you're not starting like 6th and finishing 15th.
Yeah.
You know, I think starting like 5th or something like that and finishing 10th or 11th is a lot worse than starting 19th and finishing 13th.
Yeah, I definitely like, I enjoy starting further and working my way forward, because to somebody who doesn't watch your race, you tell them, oh, I finished 3rd. They're like, oh, that's cool. It's like, yeah, but I started on a pin. I should have won.
Yeah.
And if I start 18th and I finish 10th, you tell someone, oh, yeah, I finished 10th. They're like, well, that's okay. That's and it's cool. Like, do you know how many cars I had to pass for that?
Yeah. That's why hard chargers exist.
Yeah. Never got one.
IRA apparently doesn't have a hard charger award. Didn't find that out until Sean should have got it, and then we just realized that he didn't get it.
That thing scared me.
What did?
That it's Febreze thing.
Oh, yeah.
It scares me every week.
Yeah. he thinks it's like somebody in the apartment.
I think that's a cat every time.
Come and claw your eyes out.
Hey guys, just wanted to say really quick before we get into the power ranking segment here, and about the earlier segments, we had a lot of audio issues in this podcast. We figured out that basically the mic that I bought for the show is just kind of junk, so it didn't actually work for the entire first two parts. We had to pull that audio off of Facebook, but then for this last part, it did work, but there was still some crackling and stuff, so you hear the power rankings kind of coming in the middle, but we were just starting to talk about how Bill Balog has some company at the top with Jordan Goldsberry, and I'll get you right back into the power rankings. Thank you all for tuning in.
And then
I think Jordan Goldsberry is really, like, this year he has brought himself to a situation where, if not, obviously not anymore this year, but next year he's gonna be a title contender.
Oh yeah, especially if Bill moves on, or, you know, whatever he does. Even I think even if Bill stays, Jordan could be, if Jordan commits, though, that's the thing, because he's always been
long drive for them,
he's always been that guy.
Him and
that,
Nimi.
Yeah. If Blake runs full time next year too, so
Bill Balog has some serious competition in the works right now.
Yeah. Jake went up. He's the biggest mover of the week. He went up two spots. He got a second place and then another top five. So really good weekend for Jake. Nice to see him bounce back from a couple of weeks that were just kind of on the off. Scotty Neitzel goes down, and Scotty Neitzel goes down just because he got beat, plain and simple, all weekend, and then. Blake Nemi goes down because he didn't show. He wasn't there. So, again, he just kind of slots.
That's because Chance Osowski is a slacker. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you.
We'll blame that one on Chance. Yep. That's okay. Anyway, for the bottom five, Mike Ranke, Sean Rahal, Russell Borland, Scott Buetzer, and Danny Schlaefer all move up. No one moves down to the top five.
And you know
or bottom five.
You know why?
Why?
Guess who dropped out?
Ooh, Scotty Thiel.
And?
Jeremy Schultz.
Yes, sir.
Where's Jeremy Schultz?
Jeremy Schultz finished out of the top 10. He finished, I think, 15th at Outagamie. Or actually, he was running way down. He was running like 12th, and I think he pulled off. But he was running behind us. He was running behind Sean, and Sean started like 19th. And then he didn't show up to Cedar Lake. So, you know, I don't really know what's going on but with Jeremy. But Mike Reinke, he didn't show up this weekend, but I still really think that whenever he comes back, especially later on this year, I think he's going to be, you know, he's
a contender for race wins, especially in that Bob Hood car. That Bob Hood car is fast. And then Sean and Russell both go up. They kind of finished like front to back all weekend. They kind of finished like around that 10th and 11th and 12th area all weekend. So that was kind of cool to see them kind of finishing back to back. But they both made the trek. And out of the IRA guys, they both finished like 7th and 8th each night. So they both move up. Scott Beertzer moves up. Another couple top 10s for Scott. Or one top 10. I'm not sure. I don't remember where exactly he finished on Saturday, but it was pretty good. It was a good finish for Scott. And then Danny Schlaefer won the dash at Cedar Lake and started on the pole and ran really, really well until he flipped. So we got the cats going crazy in the background.
But, hey, shut up, so idiot.
So Scott Beertzer and Danny Schlaefer move up. Well, Danny Schlaefer's the only one new to the power rankings and dropping out Jeremy Schultz and Scotty Thiel. So that's the professional plating IRA bumper-to-bumper sprint car power rankings for this week. Trevor, do you have any thoughts?
Sprint cars are stupid.
That's, no.
That is a thought. Well, anyway.
Not so, a popular one, but it's one.
A big late-season shakeup here in the power rankings. We'll see where it goes from here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that will do it.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes, especially with Jordan Goldsberry. Man, I'm like you said, I've been.
I feel like he's got more wins very coming here.
Extremely impressed with Jordan. I mean, he beat Bill and Blake Neme head to head at Beaver Dam. I mean, and I know it was a one lane track, but he's
Dodge.
He's
Dodge
still County, beat him. Right? No, at Little Beaver.
Where did he? Did who won
Little Beaver Dam Raceway?
Who won Dodge County?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bill
Baylog.
He beat Scotty Neitzel.
Really?
Yeah. Scotty led the first few laps, and then Bill just
as bye. He does.
Yeah, but yeah, just the IRA's had some amazing competition and some great guys come up and run with us. Brooke Tatnell, Hunter Schoenberg's been really consistent.
Chase Stocken randomly.
Chase Stocken really randomly. Josh Schneiderman, the past couple weekends, he raced at Cedar Lake.
Is that 47 car?
49.
What was that 47X?
47X?
He was in the triple header weekend from, I don't remember, it was a silver top wing black car.
That's 49. That's Josh Schneiderman.
Oh, is it 49?
Yeah. But Josh is really good, obviously Knoxville regular. And then Justin Henderson showed up at Cedar Lake and almost won the thing. But he flipped.
He flipped hard.
Yeah.
In turn two. Mm-hmm. Almost went over the wall.
Yeah, that was exciting. We were sitting right there.
Yeah, we were sitting, me and Jillian Rahal were sitting right there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, you're good. So, yeah, but I think that's just about gonna wrap up the show for this week. Thank you to Sage Fruit, Liquid Nitro Energy Drink, Quality FreightGrade.com. And all of our other sponsors, Professional League, Liquid Nitro Energy Drink, Kick Ass Beef Jerky.
Hey, I can say ass now.
Kick Ass! Well, we'll see you all next week on the show next week. Actually, hang on. Hold up. Hold the phone. I've got our interview schedule here. Next week on the show, I believe, yes, it is Ashley Williams, Outlaw Kart and Micro Sprint Car Champion. Will be on the show. So, very excited to have Ashley on. Until then, keep it flat out.
And talk to you next week.
Will Garrett sucks.